7 degrees, still partly cloudy in Nashville. I drove in through a drizzle this morning, but they're telling us it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high just below 90 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a $58 billion budget investing in rural hospitals, school vouchers, and law enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports on what's included.
While the state's typical sources of revenue are down, the legislature is counting on a new tax on inhalable hemp products to add $130 million to the budget. That's despite new laws discouraging hemp sales in the state and the fact that last year, tax collections on the industry totaled less than half that figure. This is Tennessee's first lean budget year in a while and the last of Governor Bill Lee's term. He was successful in expanding the school voucher program, although the legislature didn't fully commit to doubling the number of vouchers to 40,000 like the governor wanted. They still allocated the money to fund that many in the future. Lee was also able to get funding to expand the number of state troopers dedicated to fighting crime in Memphis, but the legislature slashed money he had set aside for youth programs in the city. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The new state budget includes a big pot of money for rural health providers. Tennessee's already getting an estimated $1 billion from the federal government to improve rural health care, but hospitals and clinics are barred from using that money for major renovations. That's a big problem because many of their buildings went up in the 50s and 60s. Also, thin margins make it tough to keep up with maintenance projects like HVAC and plumbing. The medical providers are also barred from using the federal money for normal operations, like the cost of caring for the uninsured. That's what the $137 million fund passed yesterday is for. Nissan's Smyrna plant has added another vehicle to the list of cars it produces, the Infiniti QX65, a luxury crossover SUV. The first one drove off the line yesterday. The factory employs some 6,500 people. It also builds the Nissan Murano, Pathfinder, Rogue, and another Infiniti, the QX60. In a statement, Infiniti says two-thirds of the Japanese carmakers' lineup are now produced in the U.S. using domestic and imported parts. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.